On Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, on the top, Ravina Omar, by introduction, we learned back on Lamed Beis Amid Beis that Ula, in the name of Reish Lakish, establishes that Bia B'Miktsas Shmei Bia, that he doesn't have to enter with his entire body into the Azara Betuma in order to violate that severe Iser. But it's enough that he puts in part of his body. And the Gemara asked a question, an objection, to Reish Lakish, based on the Braisa. The Braisa says that a Metzora, whose Shmini, his eighth day, since his original Tevila, when he was Metair himself, falls out on Erev Pesach, so he has now a conflict between Tumah and bringing the Korban Pesach, Vira Keri, and he became a Baal Keri on that eighth day. The Braisa establishes Nichnas Lahar Abayis Laso Seder Taroso. We're going to permit him to enter into the Har Abayis in order to achieve Tara so that he can fulfill his mitzvah of Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach is a mitzvah saseh sheyesh bo koris, and let that mitzvah be doche the essay of Tuma, meaning the Torah commands us to be shalech, to expel a tome from the Har Abayis, and that mitzvah is not a mitzvah saseh sheyesh bo koris. And the Gemara raises the objection that if, according to Reish Lakish, Bia B'mitzvah Shmei Bia, then when he places his hands inside the Azara for the purpose of Taras HaMetzora, which means for the purpose of Matan Bahonos, then he violates an Issur Koris. How could the essay of Pesach be Doche an Issur Koris? And the Gemara back on Daf, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, offered an answer, and without going into all the details, the basic answer was that Mitzorah is different. The Torah was matir the Iser of Knisa to bring his hands, to put his hands into the Azor. The Torah was matir that for the sake of Taras HaMitzorah, so that he could accomplish the Korban Pesach, and once the Torah was matir for the sake of Matan Bahonos of Taras HaMetzorah, the Torah was also matir Kirio, Huta L'Kirio. But here, Ravina is going to offer an alternative answer to defend Reish Lakish. And he's going to claim that what Ula said in the name of Reish Lakish, that Bia B'mikzah Shmei Bia, that's only L'inyan Malkus Itmar. As far as Achiv Malkus is concerned, even if part of his body goes into the Azara, in this case of a Tamei, that generates a violation of a lav and Achiv Malkus. But Bia B'miksas is not considered exactly like Bias Kulo in order to generate Achiv Koris. So let's differentiate between Achiv Malkus and Achiv Koris. Therefore, if the Braisa establishes that for the sake of the Korban Pesach, which is an essay sheyesh bo kares, we can override the Iser of Bia B'migdash, which is only a violation of a lav, it makes sense, because a chiyuv kares can trump a chiyuv malkus. It's that much more severe. Rashi explains the logic, the underlying logic of Ravina, that Bia B'miktsah Shmei Bia is only relevant to Malkus, but not to Kares, because the din is derived from a Hekesh equating Bia B'migdash with Negias Tomei B'kodshim. Now, Negia itself doesn't have a Chiyuv Onish Kares, and therefore you're left with Malkus. So too, as far as Bia B'miktsas is concerned, you're only Chayiv Malkus. There's a tradition in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker to explain Ravina, that Ravina holds that Bia B'miktsas ain't Shmei Bia, Klal, that's not called Bia. he's chayav malchus for a different reason. And that's because when he enters into the mikdash and he's tamei, then he's bringing a dover tamei into the mikdash. And that's not any worse than, any less severe than a person who brings kelim tameim into the mikdash. And the Rambam at the beginning of Bias Migdash in Perek Gimel, he says that if you bring kelim tameim into the mikdash, you violate an iser and you get malchus. So his hands, in effect, since that tameos have the status or shall be equated with a kli tame. Now we'll mention here the stipler who asks a question on the Rambam, who says that bringing kelim tameim into the mikdash gets malchus, because the Rambam elsewhere says that bia b'miktas ain't oloke. There's no malchus d'oraisa, but rather he's chayv malchus d'rabbanan. So even the Rambam agrees that bia b'miktas lo shmei bia on a d'oraisa level, and yet the Rambam insists that if he brings a davar tamei into the mikdash, he gets malchus. And the stipler claims that there's no malchus on being machnis, on bringing into the mikdash a davar tamei, but if he's machnis a davar she yachal a kabel tuma, for example, in the case of a kli sholem that can be makabel tuma, what he calls tuma b'fnei atzmo, that's the shear, that's the minimum amount that he has to violate in order to be chayv from the Torah law. If, for example, he would be machnas a chatzi kli, which cannot in and of itself be makabel tuma, then even though the kli became tame, let's say, for example, agav kol kli, but now the whole kli is not there, then he's considered to be machnas a chatzi shear. And therefore, when he brings his hands into the mikdash, his hands are not capable of being makabel tumah b'fnei atzman. They're not an entity unto themselves for kabbalas tumah. And therefore, only if his entire body became tameh, but not the yadayim b'fnei atzman unto themselves, and therefore he doesn't get malchus. Now there's a Tosus here, Diramascha Le'inyan, who raises the following question. Why should the essay of Pesach be Doche, even a lav sheyesh bo malchus? This lav is both an essay and a losase. The Iser lav is derived from a hekesh to Negia, that just like Negia is a lav, when the tummy touches kachim, so too when he enters into the mikdash, he violates a lav. The essay is derived from the pasuk tama yia, that we have to send him out of the mikdash. So that going into the mikdash now is not only a violation of a losa, it's also a violation of an essay. And we have a principle, ein essay docha losa ve'essay. And Tosus answers that the essay of Pesach, since it's a chiv kares, it's chamur, and it has the power to be doche, even a losus of the essay. He also Ravin comes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel Omar. He quotes Rabbi Avo to the effect that Reish Lakish did not derive from this pasuk the din of Bias Mikdash at all, but rather, only le'inyan tomei shenaga b'kodesh, then is malchus itmar. In that context, Reish Lakish derives a lav from the pasuk. And again, we'll have to raise the following question. It would seem that according to this tradition of Ravin in the name of Rabbi Avo, we're more machmir in the case of tomei shenaga b'kodesh than in the case of tomei shenichnas Lemigdash. In any event, let's just see what he says. He says, the Itmar Tomei Shenaga Bekodesh, Reish Lakish Amar Loke, Rav Yochanan Amar Eino Loke. Now he explains the reasoning of both. Reish Lakish Amar Loke, based on the parish of Yoledes in Vayikra Yud Beis, that during the time of Hatuma, the Torah says, Kol Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga, V'el HaMikdash Lo Tavo, and now Yoledes becomes a paradigm for the Iser of Tomei Shenaga Bekodesh. So when the Pasuk says, Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga, in the context of Yoledes, it's a universal principle that a Tomei who touches Kodesh is in violation of a law and gets Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, why does Tomei who touches Kodesh Eino Loka Mishum? The answer is, Hahu, that Pasuk of Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga Betruma Ksiv. It only refers to the case of a Tomei who comes in contact with Truma. Now, this presentation of Rabbi Yochanan is very, very difficult. The Gemara seems to be saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan, a Tomei who touches Kodshim does not get Malkus, but if he has contact with Truma, and Ogeya Betruma, he gets Malkus. Now, Kodesh is always more Chomer than Truma. So how is it possible they get Malkus only for having contact with Truma, not for having contact with Kodshim? And Rashi interprets that Rabbi Yochanan is based on the principle of Ein Onshim, or Ein Mazhirin to be more precise, Min Adin. If the Torah prohibited one thing, that doesn't allow you to prohibit and derive an Azhara for something that's more Chomer. You have the case of a half sister as opposed to a full sister. However, there is a chiddush here in Tosfos that's printed not here but in Makis on Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, the name of Rav Shlomo Midaryosh, one of the Balei Tosfos, that Rav Yochanan never meant to say that by touching Truma you get Malkus. The Pasuk is not teaching me the Isur, but rather that Negia Poselis Es HaTruma. So we're only dealing with a Psul Truma. The Rambam in Psul HaMikdashim Paskins had also Letame Es HaKodshim, but the Rambam goes on to say HaMetame Es HaKodshim Ein Aloke, and the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam is Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that you don't get Malkus. The Rambam also says that nevertheless he violates an Isur, meaning that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that there's only a Ptur Malkus here, but he does violate an Isur. And in the name of Rabbi Elchanan, in Kovet Shiurim and Psachim, there's a diuk in the Rambam's language that the Isur is not the Negia Betuma, but rather being Gorem Hefsed. And therefore the Rambam writes, in the reasoning of the Isur, he writes, Sharei Posel Osom. And Rabbi Elchanan proves this from a Sugyan Psokim, that Truma Tmeya, if it's only Tmeya Midrabanan, there's no Isur to be Metame the Truma in a Truma Doraisa. In other words, even though you're jacking up the level of Tuma from that of a Tuma Doraisa to that of a Tuma Doraisa, nevertheless, there's no violation. And the reason for that, explains Rabbi Elchanan, is because the Isur is to be Gorem Hefsed, and since they're already considered Mufsadim, they already go Le'ibud, even though it's only based on a Tuma Derabanan, then there's no Isur to be Metami then. A Gevaldik Achidish of Rabbi Elchanan. The Gemara asks, Vereishlokish, hi krola hachiyudios, is it really true that this pasuk is coming to teach us about Tomei Shenaga Bekodesh? Hi mi boyle, we need this pasuk as horoli ochel besar kodesh to create an ashora alosase for someone who eats besar kodesh betuma. Therefore, we go back to ask the question, how do we know that a tummy who only touches Kodesh, but he doesn't eat the Kodesh, gets Malkus. And here, the Sfasemis asks Akasha, why do we need an Azara for a tummy Sha'ochal Kodesh? We could derive it from the Iso Negiah of a Kodesh. In other words, by definition, Iso Negiah of a Kodesh also includes an Iso Achila. Because how can a person eat Kodesh without Negiah? And he quotes the famous case, the scenario called Tochavlo Chaver L'Tochpiv, that if his friend forces him, so to speak, or feeds him, then although he's enjoined from an Isra Achila, in other words, he's violating an Isra Achila, but nevertheless, that's not called a Negia. That which is put down his throat is not called a Negia. In any event, the Gemara now establishes a brand new answer to defend Reish Lakish. That in truth, Reish Lakish did not use this pasuk for Tami Shenog of a Kodesh, but rather for Ochel Besar Kodesh. The Gemara now brings an Itmar to prove that Reish Lakish derives from this pasuk the Isur of Tami Shachal Besar Kodesh, which seems to be, at least as far as the Onish is concerned, the Onish Kares, explicit in the Torah, in Vayikra Perek Zion, the pasuk says, Va'nefesh shetochal b'vosar mizevach hashlom shel Hashem v'tumos olav, v'nichrasa nefesh ahi me'amel. So we're looking now for an Azhara, but the Onish is explicit. The Torah is outspoken about that. Itmar, the Itmar Azhara, li ochel besar kodesh minayin. From whence do we derive the Azhara? For eating besar kodesh, the chiyuv Onish of Malkus of Koris is explicit. Where's the Azhara? Reish Lakish Omar, the pasuk of Ayikri Yud Beis b'chol kodesh lo siga, which we said is in the parasha of Yoledes, that's the source for the azhara of ochel besar kodesh. The Gemara is going to later on explain how you derive an isra achila from the pasuk lo siga. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tani Bardala, he quotes a Tana by the name of Bardala, Asya, the Isur of Ochel Besar Kodesh, in the case of a Tomei, is derived from Exeris Shavah. Tum'aso, Mibias Migdash. As we've seen, the Onesh of a Tomei Shochel Kodesh is explicit in the Torah. In that pasuk that we mentioned earlier, "Va'nefesh shetochal basar mizevach hashlom shel Hashem v'tumaso olav v'nichrasa nefesh ahi me'ameha," so it says "v'tumaso olav." And with regard to tamei shenichnas lemigdash, the Torah in Bamidbar Yutes formulates the onesh for a tamei who goes into the migdash called nogev v'meis b'nefesh ha'adam. Asher yamus v'lo yischato es mishkan Hashem timei v'nichris ha'nefesh ahi mi'Yisrael ki mei nido lo zorak alav tamei yeh od tumaso bo. So in both cases, whether it's the case of tamei shachal kodesh or tamei shenichnas l'migdash, the Torah says tumaso olav or tumaso bo. Malahal in the case of a Tomei Shenichnas L'Migdash. On Ashveh Hizir, the Iser itself is explicit. Mizochar v'ad nekeva t'shalechu el chutz l'machna t'shalchum v'lo yitamus machaneim asher ani shochim v'sochom. So in the case of Tomei Shenichnas L'Migdash, we not only have the Azhara, I'm sorry, we not only have the onish karis, but we also have the azara, because it says lo yutamus machaneim. Afkan, so too, by virtue of this gzer shav, in the case of Tomei Shachal Kodesh, onash vehizir. So again, we're not learning Masechta Makis now, but this is very interesting because the Gemara establishes that a gzer shav is the same as an azara. You can derive an azara from a gzer shav. It doesn't have to be explicitly written, do not do this. It could be a different anazor for a slightly different Easter, but there's a hekesh, or more precisely a gzer shav, between the two. In any event, we see clearly, as far as Reish Lakish is concerned, that he needs the pasuk Chol Kodesh Lo Siga to establish an Easter on a tummy for eating if he eats Basar Kodesh. And therefore the question is, how can you tell me that Reish Lakish derives the Easter of Tomei Shenaga B'Kodesh from this pasuk, when the pasuk is used to derive the Iser of Tomei Sha'ochel B'Sar Kodesh? And the Gemara now establishes that indeed Reish Lakish derives two things from the same pasuk of B'Chol Kodesh Lo Siga. How does that work? The Gemara says that Tomei Shenaga B'Kodesh, how do we derive that? Mina Afkei Rachmana B'Lashon Negiah. Notice, even though the pasuk is talking about the Isra Achila, but the Torah formulates the Isra Achila as an Isra Negiah, and therefore the Isra Negiah is derived from B'Chol Kodesh Lo Tiga. What about the Azhara for an Ochel, a Tomei who eats B'Sar Kodesh? Iskish Kodesh Lemigdash. There's a hekesh between Besar Kodesh and Bias Migdash. The pasuk says Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga V'Ela Migdash Lo Sovo. So the ratio of the pasuk is talking about the Iser Negia of a Tomei B'Kodesh. The Seif is talking about his Iser Knisa Lemigdash, as it says El Migdash Lo Sovo. So we derive from this hekesh that although the pasuk mentions negia, but nevertheless the thrust of the pasuk, the primary meaning of the pasuk, is a reference to ochel besar kodesh, not nogea. And just like bias migdash, which is mentioned here explicitly in the pasuk, generates a chiyuv kares, so when it says with regard to kodesh that he gets kares, it's referring to a Tomei who eats Kodesh, he gets kares, but not a Nogea. Tanya Kavose, the Reish Lakish, we in fact have an explicit Braisa that supports this position of Reish Lakish, that the source for the Isur of Tomei, Sha'achal B'Sar Kodesh, is this pasuk. And the Braisa says, it says in the Torah, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. And from this we derive Azhara Li Ochel, for someone who eats Besar Kodesh Betuma. Ata Omer Azhara Li Ochel O Eino Ela Li Nogea. How do you know this pasuk is teaching you that you're not allowed to eat the Besar Kodesh of your Tomei? Maybe it's only coming to teach you you're not allowed to be Nogea in Besar Kodesh if you're a Tomei. Talmud Lomer Chol Kodesh Lo Siga V'Al Migdash Lo Sovo Makish Kodesh Lebias Migdash Ma Migdash Davar Sheyesh Bo Netilas Neshama. Then you go into the Beis HaMigdash and you Chayev Kares. If a Tomei enters into the Migdash, he's Chayev Kares. Now we're turning to Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Af Kodesh. So too with regard to Kodesh, in this pasuk, it's Dover Sheesh Bo Netilas Neshama, an Onesh Kares. V'i, and if you're going to tell me that this pasuk is prohibiting a Tomei B'Nogela Kodesh, Netilas Neshama Mi'ika, is there a Chiyuv Kares for a Tomei who touches Kodesh? There's only a Chiyuv Kares for a Tomei who eats Kodesh. Ella, the Braisa says, it must be, we have no choice, that B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga is talking about achila. The Gemara is still not so happy with Reish Lakish. Akatimi boile. Doesn't Reish Lakish still need this possible chalkosh lotiga for another drasha, for another derivation, to derive the Isur of Tamei Shachal Basar Kodesh lifnei zrika? That if a karbon has not been subject to zrika, the fourth of the avodos, and he goes ahead as a tamei, and he eats the basar, that's a separate isur. The itmar we learned tamei shachal basar kodesh lifnei zrika. Reish Lakish amar loke. Rabbi Yochanan amar eino loke. The Gemara explains the machlokes. Reish Lakish amar loke. Because it says in the possible Chol Kodesh Lo Tiga, and that generates an Isur for Tomei to eat Basar Kodesh. Lo Shna Lifnei Zrika, Velo Shna Liachar Zrika. There's no difference between a Tomei who eats Basar Kodesh before Zrika or after Zrika. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loka. Rabbi Yochanan says in this case where he ate the Basar Kodesh before Zrika, he doesn't get Malkus, holds like Bardala, Kiditani Bardala, that the Iser to be Vitame, for Tame, to eat Basar Kodesh, Asya is derived from Xereshava to Masa to Masa. That by Tame Shachal Basar Kodesh, his punishment is spelled out by the Torah under the word Tum'aso. And with regard to Atomei Shenichnas L'Migdash, the Torah formulates the punishment of with the word Tum'aso. So just like B.S. Migdash, the Torah gave him an Azhar and an Onesh, so too in the case of Tomei Shachal Basar Kodesh, the Torah gave him a warning, an Azhar and an Onesh. V'chi kosav ha'hu, and the onesh that's formulated with regard to Tomei Shachal Basar Kodesh, that's only when he eats the Basar Kodesh li'achar zrika. But if he eats it before zrika, he doesn't get kares. And the Gemara Menachos darshins that only Basar, which is muta bachil tahorim, he's chayav alav if he eats it bituma. But if he eats basar shlo nita l'tahorim, and that means the basar is also to even tahorim before zrika sadam, potter. And the Gemara Menachos derives this from a pasuk in Vayikra Zayin, v'abasar kol tar yochal basar, v'nefesh shetokha basar asher t'masar bo v'nichrus ha'nefesh v'hiya. So the first part of the pasuk says, Kol tar yochal basar, meaning it's basar that's nitar l'tahorim, and then he's chayav alav mishum tuma if he eats it bituma. But if it's eino nitar l'tahorim, for example, it's before zrikas adam, then there's no chiyav mishum tuma if he eats it as a tamei. So therefore, the quote here from Bardala establishes a v'chichas av ahu when the Torah speaks about the onesh for a Tomei who eats Basar Kodesh, that's only Liachar Zrika. And this is difficult according to Reish Lakish, because he now needs this Pasuk to derive the main Isur of Tomei Sha'achal Kodesh Lifnei Zrika. And therefore, if we're going to derive that Halacha, how does he know? Let's reformulate. If Reish Lakish indeed uses the pasuk of Bechal Kodesh Lo Tiga to derive the Isra Achila of Basar Kodesh, then since we only have one pasuk, that pasuk should be referring to Liachar Zrika. How does Reish Lakish know to derive an Isur of Achilas Basar Kodesh Bituma even Lifnei Zrika? And the Gemara answers him, Cain, Reish Lakish analyzes the pasuk that if this pasuk is only Liachar Zrika, then Lema Kra, the pasuk should have said, Bekodesh Lo Siga. My, what's the extra word? Bechol Kodesh. Shma Mino Tarti is coming to teach you two different Isurim and two different scenarios. Not only in the case of a Tomei who eats Basar Kodesh Li'achar Zrika, but the Torah is prohibiting even Achilas Basar Kodesh Betuma before Zrika. Now at this point the Gemara goes back to the original Machlokis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan regarding Tomei Shachal Kodesh Lifnei Zrika Gufa. Tomei Shachal Basar Kodesh Lifnei Zrika Reish Lakish Amar Loke. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loke. And the Gemara now analyzes what exactly is the case of eating Basar Kodesh that's Tomei. In other words, we've been talking about a Tomei who eats Basar Kodesh, but now let's flip it around. What's the din in the case of a Tar who eats Basar Kodesh Tomei? Omar Abaye, Machlokes, the Machlokes Shri Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, about a person who eats the Basar Karban Lifnei Zrika, that's only Bitumas HaGuf because he's Tomei. In other words, if the Gufo Shaladam is Tomei, and he eats the Basar Kodesh, Reish Lakish says that he gets Malkus even before Zrika Sadam, and Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't get Malkus before Zrika Sadam. Amal Bitumas Basar says Abai in the case where an Adam Tar is eating Basar Kodesh, the boss of a carbon shenitma divya koloke, for sure he gets Malkus even before Zrika Saddam, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. And the reason for that is the Yom Kra, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Zayin, Vabosa Asher Yiga B'chol Tomei, Lo Ye Ochel, B'esh Yisarev, Vabosa Kol Tar Yochel Bosar. So the Torah adds this extra Vabosar. It starts with Vabosar, then it adds another Vabosar. What's the extra Vabosar? And the Gemara says, L'rabos, a person who eats Eitzim Ulevona, if these contract Tuma, Delav B'nei Achila Ninu, that even though they're not Royal Achila, nevertheless, if he eats them, then he violates an Isa Doraisa, Lav Doraisa. So we're talking about a Tar who's eating something that's Tomei, but it's not edible. Vafilu Hachi, Rabinu Kra, the Tar was Marba, that he's Chayv Malkus for eating them. And this is a brand new Chiddush, where we don't find in general that the Torah recognizes and validates an Achila of something that's not Royal Achila. But we'll get back to that a little later. What we want to derive from this is the case of Basar Lifnei Zrika, because Basar Lifnei Zrika, even though it's not Mutal Tahorim, but it has the same din as this ribui of Eitzim Ulevonish and Nitmu, and you get Malkus for its Achila. In other words, the fact that it's before Zrika makes it into something that's Eino Royal Achila. And he went ahead and he ate it, and it's something that Tahorim would not be allowed to eat, because it's Basar Kodesh Lefnei Zrika. It's like eating Eitzim Ulevonish and Nitmu. That's the Gemara's equation. Rav is going to disagree with Abaye, but first let's take a minute to try to understand Abaye. The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Lamed Vav explains that the reason why Eitzim and Levona Makabel Tumas Ochlin, even though they're not Royal Achila, is because of a concept called Chibas HaKodesh, which means because of a special Chashivus of Kodshim of Karbanos. And that makes him into Ochlin, even though it's not Royal Achila. And that's not only as far as Kabbalah's Tumah is concerned, but this Din of Chibas Kodesh applies also to the Din of Nosar and Pigul. In a situation where it's Shayach Pigul, Chibas Kodesh makes them into Ochlin. The Gemara explains there in Chulin that this chidush is the raw, it teaches us something else, that kodshim haru'uyim la'achila, even if they were not mukshar l'tuma, which means that in general you need ochlin to be makabel tuma that needs heksher al yidei bias mayim. Nevertheless, in the case of kodshim, you don't need bias mayim, and even they're dry as a potato, makabelim tuma, had they been chulin, they wouldn't be makabel tuma, and that's because of chibas ha-kodesh makhsharosam. Now, Tosis here, Dibra Maskil Vabosa, on the top of Lamedalid, wants to know, how do we know that there's a ribuy of Eitzim Ulevona, that even though they're not Roy Lachil at all, maybe the Pasuk is coming to be Marbe, something that's Roy Lachila, but it doesn't need Bias Mayim. And the Minchas Chinuch answers this question. He says the Ikar Svar of Chivas HaKodesh is to be Machshiv, something that's not an Ochel into an Ochel. And the din that applies universally in all Ochlin, that they need Heksher Mashkin, which is a Gzeres HaKosiv, as far as the Chashivas HaOchel, there's no difference between whether it's Huchshar v'Mashkin, or it was not Huchshar v'Mashkin. Therefore, the Ribui of Eitzim v'Levona to consider them must be to consider them as Ochlin. And yet, Reish Lakish there in Chulin says, Gam zeh nilmad me'etzim v'avonim. In other words, just like Eitzim v'avonim are considered like Ochel for Kabbalah's Tumah, so too they have a din of Ochlin even without Hechsher of Bias Mayim. Tosis goes on to ask another kasha from a Sugim Sochim. In the sugi of Rab Chanina Skan Kohenim, about Mashkim Hanimtsoim Bebeis HaMitbachayim Sheba Zorah Tahorim, and these Mashkin are not Makabel Tumah Dorais at all, and why shouldn't they be Makabel Tumah Midin Chibas Kodesh like Eitzim Ulevona? And Tosus establishes here that the din of Chibas HaKodesh we derive from Ve'habasar, the extra word Ve'habasar, and therefore it's got to be something that's Dome La'ochel, it has to be similar to Ochel, because it says Ve'habasar. And Eitzim Vavonim, V'levona is like something that's similar to Ochlin, because it's called in Tosis language the Dover of, with Ayin base, Ve'kosha. But that's only a solid, as to explore, as in contrast to mashkim. So we're not going to say that with regard to mashkim, which is called mashkim and in some base amit b'chayim in the Azorah Tahorim, that they should be mekabel tum because of chibas hakodesh like eitzim levona, because eitzim levona are solid substances, solid, whereas mashkim are liquid. And we're going to make this fundamental distinction between ochel and mashke. A dover av, a kosha, is considered like an ochel, but a dover lach, a liquid, is not considered anything more than a mashke. And that's fundamentally different than an ochel. Now this is interesting because the Gemara in Krisus establishes that Cholof HaIsha is considered an Ochel, even though it's a Dover Lach. So it does seem that liquids could be considered Ochlin. But be that as it may, the Gemara establishes here that, according to Abaye, the Machlokas Shin Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of Achilas Basar Karban Lifnei Zrikas Adam, is only in the case of Tumas HaGuf, that Gufo Shalodim is Tomei, and Reish Lakish says he had Malkus even before Zrikas Adam, and Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malkus, but they both agree, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, in the case of Tumas Basar, even if the boss is before Zrika, there's a separate Chiv Malkus that's derived from the extra word Vabasar, because Vabasar is going to be Marba Eitzim Levonim Shenitmu, even though the lav bnei achila dinu, and therefore basal lifnei zrika is not worse than eitzim ulavona, even though it's not nita l'tahorim, and therefore it's not royal achila, nevertheless you get malchus al achiloso. So that's the case of nitma habasar. Rabbi Yochanan would hold that there's a basic fundamental difference between nitma tumas haguf, and he ate basar kodesh, which was tar. And in that case, he doesn't get malchus, as opposed to the case of nitma basar, where Rabbi Yochanan would agree that if the tar eats tumas basar even before zrika, he gets malchus. And Rava disagrees. Rava Amar Machlokes, Machlok Shrim Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish is only in the case of an Adam who eats Pesach Kodesh Betuma when he is Tome before Zrikas Adam Betuma Saguf. Aval, if a Tar eats Besar Kodesh before Zrika Betuma's Basar, is Diriakol Enoloka, the exact opposite of Abaye. Everyone agrees, even Reish Lakish, that you don't get Malchus in this case. My Taima, Kavon, Delo Karina Bey. In other words, it doesn't say with regard to Basar Lifnei Zrika, as far as the onus is, it says, Va'nefesh Shatochal Basar Mizevach Hashlam Hashal Hashem. Bitumaso Ola Vinikrasa Nefshahime Amea is Lo Karinan Bay. It doesn't say it also the Easter and the Pasuk that's right before Vabosa Shayiga Bakhotome Lo Ye Achel. In other words, there's a smichus here. The Torah places the Easter of Achilas Basa Tome right next to the Onesh for Tomei Sha'achal Basa Tar. So that's going to be a hekesh between the Iser of Achilus Basa Tomei and Tomei Sha'achal Basa Tar. And the purpose of this hekesh, the derivation from this hekesh, is to teach us that just like there's no onesh in the case of Tomei Sha'achal Basa Lifnei Zrika, that's according to Rabbi Yochanan, is so too, there's no Isin Achilus Basatame Lifnei Zrika. So we have in these two psukim contiguously both the Achilas Basar in the case of Tumas Aguf, and there it says Vitumaso Olav, he's Tame, and therefore Vinichrisa for eating this Basar. Then we have another Pasuk, it's actually the previous Pasuk, we were talking about Tumas Basar. HaBasar Shayiga B'chol Tomei. Here we're not talking about Tumas Olav, but rather the Basar came in contact with the Dover Tomei. The Basar became Tomei, contracted Tuma. Here the Torah says Lo Yeachel, but the Torah doesn't say anything about V'nichrasa. So the Torah basically is teaching us that in the case of the Isur of Achilas Basa Tomei, there's no Iser Lifnei Zrika because of the equation to the case of a Tomei Shachal Basar Kodesh. That just like in the case of Tomei Shachal Basar Lifnei Zrika, there's no Onesh, so too in the case of a Tar who eats Basar Tomei before Zrika, there's no Onesh. Now, it's possible that Rava means to go even a step further, that in the case of a Torah Sha'achal Basar Kodesh Lifnei Zrika, Basar Kodesh Nitma Lifnei Zrika, there's no Iser at all. I'm not sure if he's only alleviating him from Malchus, or there's no Iser at all. The implication here is that there's no Iser at all. So the Gemara raises the following objection to Rava of Omar Mar. One of the Chachomim said, "Va'abosar l'rabos eitzim ulavona." That if eitzim ulavona contract tumah, then he who eats them is chayv malchus. So how is basal if nei zrika shenitma, which Rava says is not included in the onish malchus, how is that different than eitzim ulavona shenitmu? So the Gemara answers, hoch, in the case of eitzim ulavona b'may askina, we're talking about a case of kigon shekodshu b'kli. The eitzim ulavona were sanctified in a kli sharis, is kadshu b'kli sharis. Dinasa kibisha karvu kol matirov. It has the status of a carbon that anything that was needed to be matir, the carbon, for achila, was karev. So if a person eats them kishenitmu, after they became tummy, he gets malchus, because it's as if karvu kol matirov. In contrast, Basel if Nezrika, which doesn't have Karvu Matirov, he doesn't get Malchus. So again, Eitzim Vavana, because it was Niskadesh Bekli Shares, has the same status as Kamisha Karvu Kol Matirov. And therefore, if you eat Eitzim Ulavana Kshenitmu, you get Malchus. That is not analogous to the case of Basel if Nezrika, because Basel if Nezrika means low karvu matirov, and therefore in that case you don't get Malchus. And now the Gemara brings a mission to prove that Kiddush Kli in a Dover She'en lo matirov, something that doesn't have a matir or doesn't need a matir, like Eitzim Levona, is considered as if karvu matirov. This not a Mishnah Me'ilah, Kol She'esh lo matirim. If you have a carbon that has matir and has something that's matir, the carbon b'achila v'achlu, v'achlo k'shu tome, and he ate it when he was tome, he's chayv kares, that's only mishakarvu matirov. It means he ate it after the matir was nikra v'algabi mizbeach, to be matir the achila, and if he was tome, then he's chayv kares. But kol she'en lo matir, if you have something that doesn't lend itself to any matir b'achila, and we're going to include in that kometz, levona, is then he's chayv kares mishekidesh b'kli. The kidesh b'kli makes it into karvu matirov, such that you're now a chayv kares. So the Gemara now is going to bring an additional machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in the case of male evrei behemot me'al gabi mizbeach. He's makriv, an animal that's forbidden for achila, on the Mizbeach. And this is an Iser that's derived from a pasuk in Vayikra at the very beginning, min ha-behema, min ha-boku, min ha-tzon, takrives, karbanchem. And what's common to all these three, of bokar, tzon, behema, bokar, and tzon, they're all a behema tahora. And on this pasuk we have a Chiv Malchus, if he's makrivit al gabi mizbeach, meaning if it's a behemah tahora min abakar umin atzon, then takrivas karbanchem, then you makrivit on the mizbeach. That's called a behemah tahora that's permissible to eat. But in the case of Behemah Tmeya, lo sakrivu. And Reish Lakish is going to establish on that basis a chiv malchus. That's called a lav habomachal esse. And Reish Lakish holds a lav habomachal esse, you get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan holds ein lo kanolov, because basically it's an esse. It's not considered a lav haba mechal esei, ein lokin olav. And the Gemara is going to raise an objection now against Reish Lakish, Meisvei Rabbi Yirmiya, and this Amir Tzashem, Belinetta will pick up tomorrow. So we'll stop here, and I guess you could say that we're about halfway through the Amud, even more than halfway through the Amud. I don't know exactly if you see the Tosis, so you go across there and you go up a few lines, and that's where we're going to pick it up to Mirzchem tomorrow.